Secret Service reveals marijuana twice found in Biden's White House. By Wendell Hasebo on July 13, 2023. The Secret Service discovered marijuana twice in President Joe Biden's White House. The agency revealed upon failing to identify the individual who smuggled cocaine into one of the most secure buildings in the world. The Secret Service found the federally banned flower in the White House in July and September of last year. The possession of less than 2 ounces of marijuana is not a crime in the nation's capital, but the flower is federally banned and prohibited on federal property. The Secret Service said in both cases, the marijuana found was under 2 ounces, a weight that could cost a buyer on the street upwards of $700. The Secret Service initially revealed the information to members of Congress on Thursday. No one was arrested in these incidents, because the weight of the marijuana confiscated did not meet the legal threshold for federal charges or D.C. misdemeanor criminal charges. As the District of Columbia had decriminalized possession, a Secret Service spokesperson told Fox News. The marijuana was collected by officers and destroyed. The Secret Service's admission comes as it announced Thursday it was unable to identify who smuggled cocaine into the White House on July 2nd. Triggering a number of reactions from lawmakers and pundits after President Joe Biden pledged to restore decency and honor to the White House. We did not have scandals when President Trump was in office to this degree, Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO, said about the drugs in the White House. And it just poses the question, what kind of people is Joe Biden bringing into the White House? She added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.